Okay, guys, I propose we go ahead and start. We have on the line right now Fred, Irwin, Christian, Warren, and Kim. And we received apologies from Abby Boo, who got sick. And I'll send you the agenda for this meeting a couple days ago. So it's pretty much the standard beginning with opening action points and TeleOps status, and then we go into the TeleOps workshop at ICANN 58, and we also have a brief last look at the TeleOps survey. Okay, so let's first of all start with the action points. So there are still a bunch of open action points. There is action point 41, which is to reach out to the regional organization.
Hi,
Jacques. Welcome to the meeting.
And as fast as I could.
All right. So we just started with the action points. So the first one is action point 41, to contact the regional organizations. So we have this remote participation in the AP TLD meeting in March somewhere, and I tried to recontact the folks at LAC TLD, but I haven't succeeded yet. So I sent them an email again this morning asking if they're still interested in us giving a webinar. So I'm waiting for them to reply. And this dialogue has been going on for quite some time, since October somewhere, and we're not making a lot of progress, unfortunately. But we'll wait for them to get back to me. So we'll keep that
Listen.
One open. Yes, please, Fred.
Regarding LACTLD, you were talking to Andreas?
Actually, I was talking to two people at the same time. Let me look them up.
Fernando, perhaps?
Hold on. I have here. It was Rodrigo, but I think he's with ICANN. And it was
Rodrigo de la Farra.
Yeah, and
the
VP
of the region.
And it was Andres Piazza.
Yes, Andres is the manager for the LACTLD.
Yeah, so I sent them both an email again this morning asking if they're still interested in us giving a webinar.
Okay.
So if you can do some nudging, perhaps.
I will talk to Andre.
Okay, thank you. So then action point 43 is to update the website in leaflet to emphasize that TeleOps is also about learning and not just about alerting. That's something I still need to do. Actually, I completely forgot about this one. So that's something I need to pick up in the next few weeks. Then 48, which is to also update the leaflet and website, but this time to emphasize that that TeleOps is an extension of CCTLD's existing response tools, incident response tools, and incident response processes. This is something I did, and it's already on the website, and I also incorporated it into the survey. It's not in the leaflet yet, though. That's something. Make a note there. So I think I also need to make an update of the leaflet. But there's I also included this information in the postcard. So it's in the survey, in the postcard, and on the website. But it's not in the leaflet yet. So I'll try to do that in the next few weeks. Then 49 sent out an email to highlight the procedures for changing contact information. We've been circulating a document. I think it was sent out at the beginning of January somewhere. And I think I received feedback from Jacques and Irwin, but if the rest of y'all could also have a look, that would be great, because it still needs a bit of work here and there. So there's quite a few yellow parts in that document. So please have a look. I think I sent it out at the beginning of January. So we'll keep that action point open for now. Then we have three actions.
Sorry, would you mind sending up the link to the doc again, just because otherwise it gets buried in email?
Yeah.
No, we'll have another. Thank you.
Hold on. Oh. Resend. All right, I'll do that. So and then 50, 51, and 52 are all about the postcard. Actually, we didn't have, ICANN did not have enough budget to translate the postcard in multiple languages, so we just stuck with the English version. And I must admit, I also forgot about the other languages, so apologies for that. But in any case, the postcards were sent out last week, and so we're now waiting for people to flood us with requests to join TLDOps. So we're going to close these action points anyway. So that's 51, 50, 51, and 52. Then 53 is to schedule the next conference call. That's done. And 54 is about the conference call for February. That still needs to be done. And 56 is about summarizing the December 21st call, which is something I did. So we have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4 open action points right now. Well, that's manageable. All right. So that was agenda item number 2. Then agenda item number 3, TLDOps status and operational issues. Kim? Kim? Still there? Can't unmute. Okay. She's typing something. Oh, cannot unmute.
Sorry about that. So yeah. We have a couple. Let me get to my update page. Sorry about that. So I did follow up with all 8 TLDs who were bounced. We did hear back from a couple. Kuwait was resubscribed. They gave us a new domain. And then Granada gave us a new contact, .ar, because they were unsubscribed because of bounces. I sent them several follow-up emails. None of those bounced, so I went and resubscribed them, and I also let them know that they were resubscribed. But that is it. Oh, I've got one other one. We just received a new one from .ir. I will get them processed later on today.
That's a subscription request or a bounce indication?
A subscription request.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. All right. So that was it, I think.
That's it from me.
Okay. So actually what also belongs to this agenda item is, of course, the document with the procedures for updating contact information and how we handle bounce processing. We just talked about that. So I think it's important that everybody has a look at it after I resend it on the list. Okay, so thank you, Kim, for that. So then we have 2 agenda items on the workshop. First of all, the go-no-go decision for the workshop at ICANN 58, and then if we go ahead, the list of action points. So we currently have 43 registrations, as you may have seen on the PDF that I've sent you all.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's 5 people that indicated that they might attend, so it's a maybe. So all in all, I think we're around 38 to 39. So in the low 40s of registrations, I think that's pretty good. How do you guys feel? Should we go ahead with the workshop with these registration numbers?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is Warren. I mean, the registration numbers seem really good. The big question is, will we have enough sort of content to keep people entertained or, you know, involved the whole time?
Yeah.
More on the program side. So I think that's the bigger question. I think we will, but, you know, just as
Well, the objective of the workshop is not to – there's a little bit of entertainment, but the intent is collectively work together to build a process or a framework how to handle DDoS, so it's collaborative work.
Yes, but someone still needs to sort of organize and just, you know, lead that. It's not just put everybody in a room and say, okay, now figure stuff out, bye. Fairly obviously. So you know, we need to make sure that we have that bit figured out too.
Yeah, so Warren, we have a draft agenda in the original call for papers, a call for participation, sorry.
Yep.
If you look at it, maybe this is also a good point to briefly walk through it. I resent it on the list maybe 15 minutes before this call.
Yep.
So if you look at the preliminary agenda, it now says, okay, opening and introduction, that's like 5 minutes. So this is about what's the goal of the workshop, why are we doing this, two slides tops. Then we have a presentation, and we have the folks of .fr, France. Jacques found them, asked them if they would want to present, and they agreed. So they're going to be talking about how they handled DDoS attacks in the past, what they learned from it, and how they organized that in terms of procedures and systems and that sort of thing. So that's the presentation time slot until 9:30. And then we have a working session. Actually, we have two working sessions, one before the coffee break and one after the coffee break. And what we could do is for each of these sessions basically split out in breakout groups and then let people think on how TLD Ops could improve detection and handling of DDoS attacks and that sort of thing, you know, using post-its and that sort of thing. So that would basically be two time slots for discussion in smaller groups, maybe 10 people each, or maybe even smaller groups. And that would be the actual work in the workshop, so to speak.
So we're going to have the flip charts and everything?
Yeah, that's what I would propose. Unless you guys have any other ideas, that would be great too.
That's great.
No, I think that sounds good. Just, you know, we're going to have to help facilitate or, you know, help lead the discussion in the workshop part or in the breakout thing. You know, somebody needs to help keep the discussion on track and help people understand what it is we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. So my proposal, Warren, would be that I would at least act as the chair of the meeting with a bit more distance because I'm not an operational person. And then when we break out in working groups, that we have a member of the TLE Ops Standing Committee in each of these working groups. So one TLE Ops Standing Committee member in each breakout group because they know what to do. So, and they can keep the discussion on track within
Great.
The breakout group.
Yep. That sounds awesome. And whoever actually ends up doing that, you know, we should get, there's going to need to be at least two of them. We should make sure they're all on the same page and, you know what, exactly what they're supposed to be doing or helping.
Yeah.
So,
okay. my other proposal, Warren, that's also a good question. My other proposal would be to meet up on the Saturday evening in Copenhagen, so the day before the workshop, maybe have a bar meeting and discuss with the TLD Ops Standing Committee at least prepare the program for the next day.
Yep, that sounds awesome. Yes, I think that's a brilliant idea.
Okay. So what I will do is I will basically take participation, take out the agenda and update it a little bit here and there, and then create a separate document out of it so that we can hand that out at the workshop.
Yep.
Maybe you can answer that question, Kim. What's the room size at the venue? How many people can accommodate?
Well, we'll more than likely get the CCNSO room, so it's going to be big. It's going to be a big classroom size room, and so we it's got a lot of capacity.
Okay, and a lot of capacity will be how many? Like, how much?
150.
Oh my God.
And I'm guessing that this is largely set up as sort of big rows of chairs all facing towards the front, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the classrooms are set up that way, but we can really do what we want. I've already talked to the meetings team, and so we've talked about having either like the banquet rounds, the round tables, and then having the classroom set up in the front. So really we can set it up any way we want. It's just a matter of letting them know how we want the layout.
Yeah, so one possibility would be that we could have a classroom set up in front for the plenary part, and then in the back of the room have maybe four or five of these flip charts set up in the corners of the room so that people can do the breakout sessions there.
That sounds perfect, Christian.
Yeah, we can do that. That's very doable.
Okay, let me put that down in an email so we're all on the same page. Okay. Just made a note of that. Okay, cool. Okay, so that's a really large room, 150 people. So, I would also propose that we said that we would close the registration at January 28th. But perhaps we should maybe just extend the registration deadline until March 5, because now we know that we're going to go ahead with the workshop. We may as well accept more registrations if people want to register late. What do you guys think?
I think that would be okay because we have a large room, so
yeah.
Okay. We actually
sounds good to me.
Okay. So what I will do is I will send another email on the list saying that, okay, something like, okay, we now have enough registrations to go ahead with the workshop, but we'll be accepting new registrations until the 5th of March, something like that.
Okay. So I think, and I'm not sure how much overlap there is with this, a fair bit of the CC Tech Day, or I guess now officially just Tech Day, is about DOS and similar. I don't know if we want to see sort of mention that this is happening during that session as well, or no, because this is much more closed, or, you know, if we want more overlap, like, are we still trying to keep this with the normal set of people, or do we want a larger set of participation if there is space, or what?
So, actually, to be honest, I haven't really synced up with Eberhard on this. I did tell him that we're organizing this workshop, and he said, okay, you got to open up for everyone, but that's not something that we took a different approach.
Okay.
So, in my mind, this is a closed meeting where we should try to create a trusted environment for people to share, because otherwise this workshop will not fly.
Okay.
So I would prefer to...
I'm perfectly fine with that. I just wanted to mention.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thanks. So now that we decided to go ahead with the TuliOps workshop, and we already went through the draft agenda, maybe we should also have a look at the list of action points for the workshop that I sent out along with the other documents. And that's the long list, which has the different phases in there, so A, B, C, D, and so forth. It doesn't make much sense to go through the entire list, but perhaps we could just have a brief look at B and C to see where we stand. So there are a couple of them already closed. So go, no go on the workshop. Okay, we already closed that too. So if you look at part B, which is after the go, no go decision, then we need to book a meeting room. But this is something that you will do, right, Kim?
Yep, it's been done.
It's been done already, so it's done. All right. And the workshop facility, like the flip charts, the post-its, markers, and that sort of stuff.
Yep, I requested 4 flip charts, and then I will carry over the markers and the notebooks and the post-it
okay.
notes.
Okay. Okay. And there will also be a beamer and mics and that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, we'll have the usual desk mics or the stand mics. I requested a couple of the handheld mics, and then we will also have the presentation laptop.
Okay.
But no other services.
Okay. No, that's fine because that's an explicit, that's a conscious decision that we made there. So then we have action point C3 to confirm the attendee registrations. So I will do that on the Monday for the people that registered for the workshop so far. Then we have the finding a speaker for the workshop. We already did that, so that's closed. Then I put in an action point that says inform relevant constituencies of the workshop. So we already informed the CCNSO and ESSEC and RSSEC, but should we also inform the GAC that this is going on? Would that be relevant at all? What do you guys think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, so this is Warren. It kind of depends on how you would be informing them. If you let them know that this is something that is happening and that it's for for actual operators, etc., just to let them know, hey, guys, blah, 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 if you know any of the people who do the operations and they're not currently involved, then you should know. If it's more of a, hey, and you could come along, that seems like a bad idea.
No. That was not what I meant. I meant the former. So just inform them that this is going on. That's all.
I think either way, it doesn't seem like a particularly useful thing to do, but whatever. And Shock seems to think no, so that's fine with me.
Okay.
I think it's more of a PR thing than an actual
It is.
Operational
thing.
Yeah. Oh, and actually...
Yeah.
Sorry. Carry on.
I was just going to say, I think that each member will talk to their local GAC representatives if they want to, but otherwise it's not necessary to do it globally.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so we won't do that. All right. So that already closed. In that case, this one is also closed. Then I have an action point for Warren, but maybe that's not Warren.
Yep.
To invite ESSEC people and RSSEC people.
Yes.
We already covered the ESSEC people.
Yep. So I have not sent email to RSSEC yet. I will. One thing to keep in mind is that RSAC is, that Ferrosign is on RSAC, and so we might end up with more Ferrosign people, which I think is fine, just I want to make sure, you know, it's not being monopolized by any one organization or group. So I'll send out the alert thing. So I think that Jacques and I from ESSEC are fine. However, if this conflicts with the TLG meeting, unfortunately I have to go to that instead. And so in that case, we'd need to find somebody else from ESSEC. I'm not sure if we should have a backup person. I'm not sure if you have anybody you can or should suggest.
I'll be there.
If any. Yeah, if we want two people from... Oh, well, hang on, we have Christian. So either way, we have... Okay, great. Great. Originally, we discussed the ESSEC people being yourself and me, but now we have Christian as well. So Christian...
And Jay is going to be there.
Is he? Oh, okay. I missed his name. Great. So in that case, we're all set for ESSEC people.
Fred?
I'm not any longer with ESSEC
okay.
for 4 years.
Okay, so that we're okay on the ESSEC people. So if you could find these two RSSEC people, Warren, that would be great.
Will do. I will invite them. I don't know how likely they are to show up. And also I don't know how likely they are to be operational, the ones you do. But worth a try.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thank you. Then I had an action point for myself to write a confidentiality statement, but I think we already have it. It's somewhere in one of these documents, and I will include it in the confirmation of the registration for the people who have already registered. So that's going to be straightforward. And then finally, provide some feedback on the presentation that that AFNIC will provide. So I asked the person from AFNIC to send us the presentation. I forgot the date, but at least before the workshop, so that we can also have a look at it and provide feedback if that would be necessary. Okay. So then there's a couple more action points, but they are specifically for at the workshop. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to go through them here, but maybe, Kim, you could have a look at those, because there is a few for you in there.
I have no problems with the ones assigned to me.
I like E4.
E4? Yeah. Actually, maybe we should find the person with the most muscles to do that. That was probably you. All right. Okay, so that's it for the action points, I think. It doesn't make a lot of sense to go through everything else. You can have a look if you want. Okay, so that was the agenda items on the workshop. Then we have agenda item number 6, which is the TLD Ops survey. I'm not sure if I sent you guys the latest version, but at least the version that I sent you, along with the other documents, is the latest version. And Tim also put it up on a website, so it's available for answering questions. Yep, so that's the final version. And I was planning to send it out somewhere next week so that people have a few weeks to fill it out. So I will send it on the TLD Ops list so that we can also collect people's responses before ICANN 58. Does that make sense, or would that be too much in combination with the workshop?
Oh, no.
I think it makes sense.
You're going to send a link to the online survey?
Yes. So the online survey has the questions in there that are in the PDF that's now in the Adobe Connect room. So there's the link.
Okay. Next week we will still have a month before the meetings, plenty of time, and I would not bother answering it. And I don't think members will as well.
No, you mean TLD Ops Standing Committee members?
No, I mean TLD Ops members.
You don't think they will answer they will reply to the
No, I think they will not mind.
Yeah.
I think they will not mind, and I think it makes sense.
Okay, so in that case, what I will do is I will send it out on the Monday and then give people three or four weeks to respond, so at least that we have a week or a week and a half before the workshop, we have all the answers and we can process them and then also present them at the ICANN 58 meeting. Okay. All right, so then we have agenda item called Noteworthy News. Is there anything that's noteworthy right now? Except for the workshop and the TLD officer survey and whatever else?
Nope.
Okay, so then if not, then I will draft a summary of this call for the TLD ops members and the CCNSO community, basically focusing on the workshop and the survey. Workshop. Okay.
Christian, this noteworthy news is, do you plan to present during the CCNSO plenary or?
Yes, actually, somebody, wait, can you please mute your phone? Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yes, I forgot to announce this, actually. Thank you, Fred. I'm going to present on the Tuesday morning during the working group update session. And it will be at 9 o'clock or something. So it will be between 9 and 10 somewhere.
So do you plan to put the survey results in this presentation as well?
Yeah, I was planning to. So I hope it will,
okay,
it will fit, because I need to provide the slides a couple of days before the ICANN meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll give it a try to include it in that presentation. That's my goal, at least.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Christian, can you circulate? Sorry, Christian.
No, go ahead.
Can you circulate again the list of attendees of the workshop, so
yep,
we can at least try to encourage people regionally.
Okay.
The ones that are not subscribed yet, I mean.
Yep. Oh, you mean that list? Okay. You mean the list of CCTLDs who are not in TLD off yet?
No. The ones that are not subscribed to the workshop, I mean.
Ah, okay. Yep. I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking. The limit date is March 5 for registering?
Yep.
But we're going to have, as usual, people that are totally last minute. So they're going to get there and see, holy cow, there's a session on Sunday. So I think we don't want to refuse them if they're TLD Ops contact.
That we would have to check on the spot if they're on the list.
Yes.
To do that.
So this is Warren. Yes, you're right. There will probably be a bunch of people who won't know about it and will just show up. But I think that if there is space, right, if we're completely full, then it's much easier to turn them away. If there is space, and they seem actually really interested and not just looking for a warm place to sit, then it's probably worth seeing if they are actually, you know, on the list and are useful. But I suspect we might also just get a number of people just kind of going to wander along and be like, I don't know, I heard something about SOS and security and CT.
Yeah.
Can I come here? So those folk we might want to politely turn away.
So perhaps what we should do is perhaps stick to the March 5th deadline, and then when we're at the workshop, also have the list of people who are actually on the TLD Ops mailing list available so that we can check if there's anyone who hasn't registered yet, if they want to join.
Okay.
It would be nice as well if we could have already done a default answer for non-members to be posted on the door or something, that this is not an open meeting and this is the reason for not being open.
Yeah, I think Kim has that covered.
Okay, so people would not stand in the back of the meeting during opening the door and stuff like that.
I mean, just
something that we could be a little bit more polite and educated to the general public that this is not an open meeting.
Yeah, maybe we should emphasize it. But I think that Kim has a sign that she wants to put up that says closed meeting or something. So she wants to physically put that on the door, right, Kim?
That's correct. I'm having a sign.
But what I was trying to suggest is not only a sign of closed meeting, but something with a kind of explanation to, so people would not be mad or.
Okay. We can include that. So because Tim, the meeting, the workshop will be on the schedule, right? It will be visible on the schedule.
It will be visible, but it will be listed as a closed meeting.
So perhaps this is where we could motivate why this is a closed meeting. I think that's what Fred is saying.
I mean that's because even if it's a closed meeting for CCTLDs that are members, but even from staff of CCTLDs, it will be a closed meeting because if you are not listed as a member or a representative for the CC, you will not be allowed to enter. So could generate some unnecessary noise if we don't have it explicitly on the door, I mean, at least on the door.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me make a note. Okay, I got it. Thank you, Fred. That was a good point. Okay. All right, then, let's proceed to any other business. Jacques, any other business?
No, I think we have enough.
Okay. Fred?
No, Christian, thank you.
Okay, Erwin?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Warren?
Nope, sorry, I was muted.
Okay. Tim?
If anybody here wants to go ahead and do that survey, there's still time to make changes or suggestions if you want to quickly go through that survey, that would be appreciated. Other than that, I'm good.
Yep, okay. Well, if you want to do that, then please do it before Monday because I'll be sending out the link on the Monday. Okay, so I don't have anything else myself either. So with that, I think we can close the call and we're going to be a meeting again at our next call, which will be at the end of February to prepare for the ICANN 58 meeting. Okay. So thanks, everyone.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.